Mr. B from NYC.
Hey, good morning. God bless you, sir. Well, that is my clue to go ahead and open up this wonderful master's call with a word of prayer. Will you join me this morning as we look to our Father? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you truly full of praise, praise in our hearts and praise on our lips this morning, simply because you are worthy to be praised. We thank you that your word says, praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. We are your servants. We are your ministers. We are your daughters and your sons. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing collectively and individually. We thank you for this master's call this morning. We ask you, Father God, by your Holy Spirit, to set the atmosphere, to clear the call, to make sure that the call goes forth with clarity, that the word that you have downloaded in the speaker today will go forth with clarity, that their vocal cords will be strengthened, and they will be able to give to the people what you have given to them. We thank you for the co-founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We ask your continued blessings upon them in the areas of their health, their wealth, their family, their relationships, their businesses, and their ministries. We thank you, Father God, for their yes. We thank you that they heard from you and that they initiated this call nearly almost 5 years ago now. And we thank you for the lives that have been touched over the years. We thank you for their generosity and building a great team of men and women who love you and want to start their day blessing your name. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask right now that you would be with us during this time, during this teaching time, during this time we just wanted to take the time and say, we adore you. We love you. We bless you. No matter where we are on this globe today, we say, praise ye the Lord. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. And I ask all these things in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. And now, dearly beloved brothers and sisters, I'm going to turn the call over to the host. At this time, I want to say go out and have a wonderful day. God bless you, and I love you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Ada. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my dear sister. I love you, and God bless you, and take it away.
Well, praise God, and I thank you for greeting everyone and getting our day started with that powerful tag, Full of Praise Friday. Praise God. I just love to praise him. And starting us off with that powerful, powerful prayer. I love that tag. good morning, TMC family. And I join Minister Ada in welcoming you once again to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're blessed to have you join us this morning. If this is your first time with us, we thank God for you, and we give you a special warm kingdoms greeting. To give you a little history, this call was started in October 2010 by two anointed and appointed women of God. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is known as Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, known as our Mother Eagle. Here is where we glorify and reverence our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by starting this call with prayer and ending this call with prayer. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends and assure them that this is a great way to start their day. Our call was created with the scripture, Psalms 88 and 13. It says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we've received many reports where this call has done that and more. We encourage you to visit our website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site as well as the bios of our speakers. We're going into the last week of our 40-day corporate fast, where today puts us on day 33. Our theme is, in 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. If you haven't done so already, you may want to join us on this final week. On the website, you'll see the directives as well as the information. You may feel led of the Lord to greet or share a word with us. So please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, who's our prayer general, will contact you. Since today is Friday, you may remain on the line and give us your prayer requests and your praise reports personally. You can do so by sending them to the Master's Call, info@themasterscall.net. But today, we definitely want to hear from you. Many of us are distributors with the most phenomenal health and wellness company on this side of heaven, and that's no lie. It is Artis International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. We are so excited about the new things God is doing with this company. If you haven't heard about the awesome products and opportunity that this company has to offer, you must get with the person that invited you to this call. Or get on the Morning Motivational Calls, which is held Monday through Friday, right after this call. Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and better known as our godmother, and a team of leaders not only motivate but give vital information to empower the distributors as well as the customers. That number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300, and the PIN is 539-598-POUND. That's 539-598-POUND. All roads are leading to Houston, Texas, where the next Artist Empowerment Conference will be held, and that's on March 27th through the 29th, and it's hosted by the notorious Kings of Artists. You may register today by going to www.artistempowermentconference.com. That's www.artistempowermentconference.com. You don't want to miss it. We are ready, ladies and gentlemen, to hear the word from the Lord. This morning, our special guest is none other than Bishop Steve Belgrove. Bishop Steve Belgrove accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior at the age of 9 in Laventille Open Bible Church in Port of Spain, Trinidad. He preached his first sermon at 12 years of age before a crowd of about 500 people. He taught Sunday school at 15 years of age, and at 17, he was the youngest student to be accepted into Open Bible Institute Seminary, graduating with an associate degree in pastoral theology and Christian education 4 years later. Bishop Belgrove also received an associate degree from Brooklyn Theology, I'll get my words together, Seminary in Christian Counseling. And he studied at the Joint College of Bishops Congress with Beulah Heights and received a certificate. He studied at Soprano Labor College in Trinidad, West Indies. And he just went to college and got bachelor degrees and so many certificates and awards. I tell you, he is a well-versed man. Bishop Steve Belgrove was the founder of His Majesty Ministries in Trinidad and has ministered throughout the United States. He served as associate pastor and a member of staff in evangelism and special event planning at Elam International Fellowship under the leadership of the late Archbishop Wilbert S. McKinley. And upon leaving Elam with the blessings of the Archbishop, he founded and began His Majesty International Fellowship Incorporated, now located at 399 Rockaway Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. His wife, Pastor Donna Belgrove, and his children, Stephen and Teresa, are actively involved in the ministry. In 2008, Pastor Steve Belgrove was appointed to Bishop Designate, and after a year of testing and investigations, he was confirmed as being worthy for elevation and consecration to serve in the office of bishop in the Lord's church. Well, Bishop Belgrove is an instructor and teaches various courses, including humanutics, excuse me for messing that word up, at Evangelistic Ministries Bible School. He's bilingual at a bilingual school in Brooklyn. Bishop Steve Belgrove is the president and founder of Pastors Network of America with over 25 churches and growing rapidly. Wow, wow, wow. Bishop Belgrove's favorite scripture is John 15:16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whosoever, whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. He's living in a very cold place right now, but he has a very warm heart. And I present to you Bishop Steve Belgrove from New York. Are you there, Bishop Belgrove?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I am here. Can you hear me, CMC family?
Yes, I can. Take it away, sir.
Thank you, and good morning to each and every one of you, and the blessings of the Lord to each and every one. It is a privilege and a pleasure once more to share with you from God's holy word. And I trust today that as the word of God comes to you, you will be blessed, and you will be reminded that God's desire is for us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. Let's take a moment right now as we go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father and God, I say thank you today for this wonderful opportunity to share your word with your people. Oh God, grant my lips the ability to articulate clearly the things you have placed in my heart to share this time. Father, cause the hearers to receive a fire on the inside, so that they can take this message and touch and encourage others, showing them how much you love us and your desire for us to prosper and be in health. This I ask in your precious holy name. Amen and amen. Well, dear hearts, today I'm taking the scriptures both from the New and the Old Testament. And I'd like to share with you today the heart of our God. The Bible says in the book of 3 John chapter 1 and verse 2, that's 3 John chapter 1 and verse 2, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. It's a privilege to share with the TMC family the heart of God. And everyone that's listening on the prayer line today, I just want you to know that, number one, God loves you. God loves you, and his love is an unconditional love for you. And added to his love, his desire is that you and I would prosper. Not that you and I would suffer, but you and I would prosper. It's God's desire for us to prosper. And with our prosperity comes the good health. And I'm so thankful to be a part of Addis International, whereby God has provided natural opportunities as well as supernatural opportunities for us to both prosper and be in health. Praise the name of the Lord. And it goes in conjunction with our soul's prosperity. We have this wonderful and awesome opportunity to share God's word one with each other so that our soul will be enlightened, our heart will be inspired with God's precious word, and our soul will prosper according to our God's desire. The Bible shows us that it gives our Lord joy to see us walk in the prosperity he requires and he desires for us, to see us live in good health as we go out and labor for the kingdom, and as we stand in wholeness and holiness before the Lord. Some would be asking, how could I experience these wonderful things that God desires for us? Let me take you into the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, and just listen to some of the blessings that God has declared for his children. Deuteronomy chapter 28. I'll be looking at a few verses from that chapter. So if you have your Bible, you can just hold it on that chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 28. First, looking at verse 3, the Bible says, "Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field." God is declaring to us that we will be blessed as his children, as his chosen ones, both in the city and in the field. When the Bible speaks of the city, it speaks of about an area, a specific area, specific location. But he also goes on to say to us that we will also be blessed in the field, where there will be no boundaries. Our blessings from the Lord are beyond boundaries. So we grow from one location to numerous locations, wherever we travel to and fro throughout this earth. The blessings of the Lord will be our portion. Verse 5 of the same chapter says, "Blessed shall be our basket and our store." And as I took the moment to research the basket, the basket speaks of a vessel, a container, where our blessings are stored. And in today's vernacular, in today's consideration, we could look at even investment engines, that God will give us the direction so that when the blessings and finances come to our hands, when inheritance comes our way, we could invest it wisely so that we will reap the maximum benefits and the maximum rewards. God is interested in us as individuals. He is interested for us to have all that is assigned to us. And what we have from God and what we have in our hands, it will be able to grow. So God says, I'm going to bless the basket, the engine whereby your investment. Those of you who have taken the wise decision to invest in Artists International, just like I am, and I'm so thankful to be a part of that wonderful opportunity and that wonderful corporation. I've been seeing blessings from the Lord, whereby my investment has turned around to yield wonderful results. So that is, too, just like an investment engine that could be considered. The Bible shows us, and our store, the word store, from the origin of the word, when you go to the Hebrew, it speaks of a kneading trough, a kneading bowl. And if we have chefs, even mothers and fathers who love to cook, you think of the cookie dough, and you can shape it into any design you desire. And God is saying, I am giving you witty inventions and creative thoughts so that you could develop the things that you have in your heart that can produce great and awesome things. So whatever direction God is leading you in, be it in the field of medicine, education, technology, the arts, social services, or my favorite, in the field of ministry, whereby we can be a blessing to others, God says, I will bless it because I am your God. And I love you so much. So you never have to have fear as to stepping out into ministry for the kingdom. God is our Jehovah Jireh, our great provider. Hallelujah. God is awesome. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 6, the Bible says, we shall be blessed when we come in, and we shall be blessed when we go out. Hallelujah. Oh, that's so awesome. It's good to know that the God that we serve, he is looking out for us. Hallelujah. When we go out to do the work for the kingdom, God is there, and his angels have been assigned to stand guard over our lives, and his blessing is ascribed to us that we can walk in the blessing. And when we come back from our daily duties and our chores and our tasks, and we have completed our assignment and we lie, we don't have to lie in disappointment. appointment. We don't have to relax at home with fear, but we know that the blessings of the Lord came back with us, and we can bring it into our homes. Many I've heard of who've been out in the field doing great things, and when they get home, it's a place of turmoil. But God is saying, I will bring the blessings even into your homes so that your children will be blessed. Your spouses will be blessed. Hallelujah. And saints of God, I encourage your hearts. God is saying, I will bless you when you go out into the mission field, and I'll bless you when you come back home in your own home. The blessings, my blessings, shall be your portion. Hallelujah. And Deuteronomy chapter 28, the final one, verse 8, I want to share this with you. I thank God. The Bible says, the Lord shall command the blessings. Hallelujah. There are times when blessings are ascribed to us, but there are things that seem to hinder our blessings. We can see it. We can feel it. Oh, we can. It's as though we can just taste it. It is so close. But you feel as though you just cannot lay hold on it. I am here to let you know the Bible says that God himself will command that blessing to get to you. He says, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses. So the blessings that God has for you have been assigned to you, and they have a command from God to get to you. So I encourage your hearts. Fear not, men of God. Fear not, women of God. Your blessings that God has for you has been commanded by God himself to get to you, and it shall reach you. And the Bible says, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God gives thee. Hallelujah. You are blessed today. You are blessed. We are blessed as children of God, and our blessings shall come to us because God himself commands it. Just two more scriptures today. The Bible teaches us in the book of Deuteronomy again, chapter 8 and verse 18. That's Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. The Bible says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Hallelujah. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. Sometimes in our lives, the challenges of life, the cares of this world, situation that comes our way, it hurts and it distracts us. But God is saying, the blessings that I will send unto you will cause you to remember I love you, will cause you to remember my word that says I am your great provider, that causes us to remember the goodness of our Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for it is he that gives us the power. The word power that speaks of the ability to get wealth. So I'm encouraging your hearts. You have that ability, and it's locked on the inside of you. So draw from the anointing that God has given you and walk in the wealth, walk in the wholeness, walk in the fullness that God has for you, because it's his desire, and it's his desire because he loves you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. I just feel to shout unto the Lord today. And I know wherever you are, you can shout unto the Lord because you know the Lord loves you. They know the Lord's desire is for you to walk in wholeness, walk in your blessings, walk in spiritual prosperity in the name of Jesus. And finally, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 22, the blessings of the Lord makes us rich, and he added no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. There's no sorrow that comes from the blessings that comes from the Lord. So dear hearts today, I encourage your heart. Walk in the fullness that God has for you. Walk with the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Don't let the enemy steal your joy, because the Bible says in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. So when you walk in with your joy, you are saying to the world, I am constantly in the presence of my Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I encourage your hearts today. Keep on fighting the good fight of faith. As we continue in the fasting, as we continue lifting up the name of Jesus, watch the hand of God work for you. For he is the good God who loves us. Let's pray today as we thank God for all that he has done and all that he will continue to do, not only for us, but for our children and our children's children. Heavenly Father and God, I say thank you today for your precious word. We stand on the authority of your word. And you said in your word, you love us, beloved. Hallelujah. I wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. And we hold on to that word today, and we declare in the name of Jesus that all that you have for us shall come to us, so that we will be established for your kingdom. You receive all the honor, all the glory, and all the praises in your precious holy name. Amen and amen. I praise the name of the Lord. Bless you in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Thank you, Bishop Belgrove, for that awesome, awesome, profound word this morning. And we do receive the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going before the Lord once more and again. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to praise your name this day. We're full of praise this morning, oh God, because you are our God. You are our Father. And you said we can come to you with praise and thanksgiving, lifting your holy and righteous name. And we thank you, Father, because you chose us, we your people, to bless us, oh God, to bless our going out and bless our coming in. And we're asking these blessings upon this man of God and his family, Lord God, as he poured into your people the blessings of the Lord, Lord God. We ask that you pour back into him all the blessings, Lord God, that he can pertain right this day, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for blessing his going out, blessing his coming in, blessing everything that his hand touch and wherever his feet tread. We thank you, Father God, for strengthening him and his family in such a mighty way, Father, that they will continue to glorify you in all that they do. Father God, we thank you, Father, for this rich word that you poured into us, oh God, and we ask you in the name of Jesus that you pour back into him in his ministry like never before. And we, Father, we're asking that you bless our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, that you strengthen and keep them in perfect peace, oh God, that you bless their surroundings, bless their household and everything their hands and feet touch and tread, Father. We thank you, Father, for all your people on this call this morning, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And, Father, we will go forth through this weekend with the joy of the Lord in our hearts, because you have chosen us to be your people. And, Lord God, you are our God. Father, we thank you, Father, that your word is forever settled in heaven. So we're asking in the name of Jesus that you touch those that are going through troubled times, that illnesses and going through bereavement, Father God. We thank you, Father, that you are keeping them in perfect peace. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them will prosper. Every tongue that rises against them will cease. We thank you, Father God, for the Kings of Artists and this empowerment conference that's coming forth. We thank you, Father, that it will be a blessing like never before. Father, we know that we're going higher and higher in you. So we ask that all those people that you are touching right now to get to that conference presence, Lord God, and be a blessing as well as be blessed. Father, we thank you for the anointing that's going to be on that Sunday service. As even this day, Father, we know it's going to be glorious. Father God, we ask that you bless the Diaz de Leon family and all those that are in Artists International. Strengthen and keep them in perfect peace, Father, as we go forth to do your will and to help others, oh God. We thank you, Father, for this call, and we ask that you continue to bless your people throughout this weekend like never before. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Well, to hear this playback of this awesome message this morning, you can dial 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. And that pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. And don't forget to register for the Artist Empowerment Conference, which is www.artistempowermentconference.com. That's Artist, A-R-D-Y-S-S, empowermentconference.com. Also, remain on the line so Dr. Vanessa can take your prayer requests and praise reports. We know it will bless you this morning. Thank you again, Minister Ada, for opening us up with such a warm greeting and giving us that tag, Full of Praise Friday, and we will continue to praise throughout this weekend. And thank you once again, Bishop Belgrove, for such an awesome, powerful word this morning. We will definitely dwell on that this weekend. Okay, will you please, Bishop Belgrove, come back and close us out with the benediction.
Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you. And let us pray at this time. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this awesome privilege to praise your name and to fellowship as believers. Lord, you said in your word that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And may the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, remain, and abide with us. In your precious holy name, amen and amen. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Praise God. God bless you. Amen. And now I'll turn it over to our wonderful co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you. Thank you for being such an awesome, as we say, hostess with the most morning. We appreciate and love you so much, Minister Brendan, as you've already thanked Minister Ada for just greeting God's people. That's so important. And you all feel welcome and warm when you come into this telecommunications sanctuary each and every day. And man of God, thank you for that rich word, Bishop. We were so blessed, and you truly inspired and warmed our hearts. And I'm encouraging everyone to post it on your Facebook. I'll be posting it on mine and all over so that others will come and feast on that great spiritual food, that meal he served us this morning. Also want to remind us, we haven't said much about it. Today is on every Friday. We do take prayer requests and praise reports now, so that all you have to do is hit star 6. One of the mandate and mission of this call is to always pray and praise the Lord. And we have a lot this month, Black History Month, to praise God for. And usually every time I speak during Black History Month, I always give us historical facts and remind us of the goodness of God. And as I was reading my word for today, it talked about stormy rewards and how in spite of, through it all, a legacy of great that was produced by people of color, African Americans. And I'm reminding us that we have a legacy we're building each and every day to glorify God, and no matter what our storms are. And as a man of God reminded us to bless the Lord through it all, and just keep an attitude of gratitude in our hearts. As you're preparing to come into the queue, I just always believe I'm definitely a prophetic teacher. Not let us, especially since this call is full of people of color, not forget some of the sacrifices that were made and why this month is historic. I think most of you do know that the founder, the historian of Black History Month was Dr. Carter G. Woodson. Dr. Carter G. Woodson, and he started this back in 1926, long time ago. And it first started off as Negro History Week. And then through time, it has evolved to be Black History Month. You know, we always joke and say, why would he choose the shortest month of the year to make it be part of where we celebrate who we are, which we should be celebrating all year long. But he chose the second week of February for Negro History Week because it marks the birthday of two men who he felt greatly influenced the Black American population. And those two men were Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. And so he felt because of those birthdays, and he listed other birthdays and events in February, meaning on February 23rd, 1868, W.E.B. Du Bois, important civil rights leader, he co-founded what we still strongly support, NAACP. In February 3rd, 1870, the 15th Amendment, which passed, granting blacks the right to vote. And we're still fighting on February 6, 2015, to keep that right to vote. So also in February 12th, in 1909, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People was founded by a group of concerned, hear this, black and white citizens in New York City. So there were a lot of historic events that took place in this month. And as we go to prayer, I want us to never forget, as Christians, as believers, there were a whole bunch of folks who sacrificed, who gave it all. And some of you have gone to see that movie, Selma, and others have still lived through it all. I love to sit down sometimes and just listen to my mother, who was born in 1923, 91 years young, and her mind with that memory charge is still real sharp. Tell me of some of the things she experienced as a child and how she's seen things evolve and how she can sit in her rocking chair and remind me that the Lord has brought us a mighty long way. Give you just a few facts, and then we're going to go to prayer because it's so important that we as a people remember where we came from so we can truly celebrate where we are. And unfortunately, sometimes other cultures who come in know more about Black History Month than those of us who were born and raised and blessed to be here in America all of our lives. One fact, as a child, we all know Muhammad Ali was refused an autograph by his idol boxer Sugar Ray Robinson. When Ali became a prize fighter, he vowed never to deny an autograph request, which he has honored to this day, and his daughter still talks about, even though Parkinson's is racking his body, his mind is still sharp, and he is still so sensitive to the least of those, remembering that a lot of walls had to be broken for his right to be who he is. Here's another interesting fact for those California folks, Miss Tiffany, who are up early in the morning. Allensworth is the only California community to be founded, financed, and governed. Let me say that again. Allensworth is the only California community to be founded, financed, and governed by African Americans. It was created by Allen Allensworth in 1908, and this town was built with the intention of establishing a self-sufficient black community to let us know we have all the tools we need. It's all in the house. And let me give you just two more quickly. Before Wally Amos, and we all know, became his famous Amos chocolate chip cookies, he was a talent agent at the William Morris Agency, where he worked with the likes of the Supremes and Simon and Garfunkel. And he took a dream, he took an idea, and it propelled him to a prominent place. So whatever your idea, your dream, your goal God has given you, nurture the seed and believe in your dream. And lastly, we all know Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated on friend Maya Angelou's birthday on April 4th, 1968. Angelou stopped celebrating her birthday for many years afterwards and sent flowers to the King's widow every year until Mrs. King's death in 2006. And we know we celebrated her homegoing as a legendary poet, a motivational speaker, and a mother to so many. We have a legacy. Even in our short 4.5 years legacy on the master's call, I take that responsibility, so important because lives are being challenged, empowered, influenced, and enhanced every day through the Word of God. And just like today and every other, a powerful Word of God was deposited into our spirits, and we want to take that Word and continue to create a legacy, a lineage of spiritual greatness and historical greatness that many will follow and read about for years to come. Amen, amen, amen. All right, we're going to take our first caller, which is Miss Deborah. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, good morning. God bless you, Dr. Vanessa, and I thank you for that history. I'm going to have to do a replay so I can make notes. That was very in-depth. Thank you. Okay, this morning I'm coming to the prayer call with requests. Very sad news. I'm lifting up the family at CCC in Brooklyn and the pastor, Dr. A.R. Bernard. His eldest son went home to be with the Lord Wednesday evening. He passed of an asthma attack. So I'm lifting up the spiritual family and the natural family in prayer.
Is this the one that was over the youth department?
What did you say?
Is this the one that was the youth pastor, or what was his position?
His eldest son, no, that one is with the, he did the culinary arts in the church.
Okay.
Yeah, he's his firstborn. He's named after him, too.
Oh, okay.
Especially praying for his wife, Elder Karen. Cause she's not well. She has some physical health challenges, and it's not even a year since her brother went home to be with the Lord suddenly. So just keep her in prayer. She's not feeling well.
All right.
I'm also lifting up in prayer. We've had quite a few accidents here in the New York City area over the past week, and I'm praying for the victims. We had some survivors in the last train accident 2 days ago. The engineer is a survivor. So I'm just praying for everyone who was affected in that accident there with the Metro North train 2 days ago.
Okay.
And I'm bringing my friend Shante Robbins in prayer. She's going through a very rough time. Her mom transitioned about 4 months ago, and she's an only child, and she's really going through a rough time. So I'm asking for prayer for her.
All righty, we've got it, and we will definitely
thank you.
Commit that. I was praying, as a matter of fact. I really touched my heart about that train wreck, and just really praying, because we don't totally know what was going through that woman's mind, who would get out of her car and leave the car and then get back in the car. And we just have to pray for the lives that were lost and the families that were affected. So thank you for bringing that to our attention. All right, we're going to head down to Houston, Texas, to the north side of town. Good morning, my dear Marie.
Hey, good morning out there, Dr. Vanessa, and to my artist family. We love you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you so much for that knowledge that you be giving us, because we know our knowledge is powerful and applied knowledge is so more powerful. Some things that a lot of that we didn't know ourselves. So we sure enough thank you for that. You always do such a good job. We want to thank the pastor for the word this morning. You know, it always, the word will keep us. So I love hearing the word in the morning, because I know I get up with it and lay down with it and read my Bible before I go to bed at night, because I know it keeps me. But I got some good news, because my mother, they let her come home yesterday. So she got out of rehab yesterday. So we made prayers of the righteous very much, honey. She has had one ride, but God, through it all, God kept her. She's doing great. She's in a right mind. She's laughing and grinning and moving around. So all she got to do is just keep doing what she's doing. So we thank all of y'all for the prayer that y'all did for her. And now we want you to pray for the Wendy Houston family, for her daughter, for that mother, for the grandmother, and for the father's family. Just pray for all of them, because they're having a rough time right now. I don't know what happened during the night, but I know yesterday it was stick and go with them. So we had to make some decisions. I don't know. So we just pray for them. So it's a lot going on in the world. We want you to pray for our president. keep praying for him because he's catching it. Pray for the world. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. Honey, we love you. We still want you to give us another call because I can't find your number in my phone. I was going to call you yesterday. So text
it
to me
today.
Call me because I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you. Okay?
Yes,
all right.
Ma'am.
Thank you so much. We love y'all and everybody. Have a go out and have a great weekend this weekend. And we'll see y'all on the call on Monday.
All righty, woman of God. Thank you, thank you. I love you so, so, so much. And I will call you later on. Okay, 3902, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. This is Benita.
Good morning, sweetheart. I thought that was you. How are you doing today?
I am, I'm on top of the ground. The ground's not on top of me, so I'm blessed.
Yes, I know that's right.
I want to give, there's a couple of things going on. My neighbor passed away, very beautiful gentleman, Charles Carter. We're going to celebrate his home going in a couple of hours. And just want to keep that family in prayer. he was battling, and no one really knew just how much of a battle he was going through. He was truly a man of God. So I know he is sitting right on the right side where he, you know, where the journey is for all of us. And I also want to just ask for, be selfish and ask for a little prayer for myself and going through, I don't know, I'm in that dark place at that workplace and, you know, my pastor and you also said I need, you know, God has me there for a reason to be the light in the dark place. But yeah, I'm telling you, it has been a challenge. but here's the other thing. I'm grateful that we will be celebrating my mother's birthday on Monday, and she was born 1928. So I'm just really, really happy to be able to share with her. And then on another note, my daughter Ursula has gotten engaged to Jason Harden last week, and so we will be celebrating with them in September to be a union. And so, I am very excited for them because she's very, 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 very much in love. And I really like this guy, Dr. B. So thank you so much for just having a platform to come to and be able to receive the words, get knowledge about our history, and, you know, just to commune. And I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, sweetheart, and I love you so much. And please tell Miss Ursula, congratulations, congratulations. Okay, so if your mother was born in 28, that makes her how old? Because I'm trying to go backwards for my mother.
She'll be 87.
That's a big blessing. And tell me your mother's first name again, begins with a V.
Vivian.
See? Now, memory charge was trying hard. Okay, Vivian. I remember it was V. All right. Praise the Lord. That's always good news. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sweetheart. Are there any other prayer requests this morning before we go into the throne room? This is our time. We take every Friday to stop and let you petition your prayers and give us your praise reports of what God is doing. And we are humbled and honored to stand in the gap for you in that capacity. All righty, 1651. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor V.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, we just want to keep Brother Leon Holiday up in prayer. His health is not very good right now. We just want to just pray that God deliver him from the disease of addiction, and also that God heals his body. So that's Brother Leon Holiday.
Okay, from addiction. Well, it was so good seeing you recently in Las Vegas, Pastor Kimmons, and hearing your voice this morning. I know it's early for you, so praise God, man of God. So good to hear from you and see Miss Lovely Edna, Pastor Edna, with you.
All right, she's here. She's here right now.
Oh, I thought I heard her. Good morning, Pastor Edna.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Have a super fantastic day. And we know the Lord
stop prayers. Amen. Are you all going to make it in May, in March to Atlanta? I'm to Houston.
Lord's will
is still up in the
Okay, we're going to sail that eagle to through the air and get you there, okay? We're going to believe that you'll make it. All right, man and woman of God. Thank you for that, and we've got down to pray for Brother Leon Holiday. Thank you for that prayer request. Are there anybody else who has a praise report or prayer request that they'd like to extend at this time? Again, this is your time and your platform where we make the time to call on the name of Jesus. All right. Praise God. Father God, we just thank you. We love you. We adore you on this faithful Friday. We look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. Father God, we know the call on you and you alone, for you are our guide. You are our protector. You are our deliverer. Oh, Lord, you are our healer. You are our provider. You are our waymaker. God, you are our all in all. And we trust you. We love you. We look to you and you alone, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for all that you're doing in us. We thank you. We thank you for all you're doing through us. We speak first back blessings on this man of God, Bishop Belgrove. We thank you for that rich word that he served, the full course meal that he fed our spirits with this morning. We speak back blessings into him, his life, his legacy. Father, let the virtue be poured back into him. I thank you that everything he puts his hands to, everything that you have assigned this great man of God to do and to be, we speak the blessings of the Lord upon his life and his legacy in the name of Jesus. And we cancel any and all spirits of backlash, of retaliation of the enemy that would try to come against this great man of God. But Father, we thank you for this TNC family, and we thank you for these prayer requests that you have allowed to be presented before us. We lift up our dear sister Deborah in New York, and we thank you that you are now extending your love and your comfort to Dr. A.R. Bernard with the homegoing of his eldest son, A.R. Bernard Jr., who went home to be with the Lord from an asthma attack on Wednesday. Oh, you are the comforter. You are the peace, Father, to that family, to that church family, to all the lives, even in this area, that area of New York, around the world, that have been influenced by CCC and the works of his hand. Touch a special work, touch of comfort to his wife, Karen, and his children. Now, Father, we don't understand, but we can't trace your hand. We always can trust your heart and your wisdom and that you know all and all is well in you. Father, we thank you that even during this season of they're preparing for the home going, give that family time to grieve. Give that family time to spend in your presence and heal in their hearts from this tragic loss. Now, we thank you for the joy of the Lord, which we speak in their hearts and their spirits to be their strength during this time and this season. Oh, we pray for the victims of that train accident, that metro train and the conductor and all those who have been injured. We pray for the families of those who have lost loved ones. And, Father, we don't understand what was going through this lady's mind, but, Father, she left three little children, a family, and you know. And so we ask for peace and comfort for all of those who were affected by that tragic train wreck, and even the scars, that mental, emotional scars that will be in the hearts of many. We ask you to be that balm of Gilead. You soothe the hearts and the minds. We thank you that you bring peace to Shante Robbins with the loss of her mother and being an only child. Father, teach her how to be alone and not be lonely. Be her comforter, Father. Let her crawl up into your lap, Daddy God, and lay her head upon your chest and feel the countenance
of the shalom peace of God, the countenance of protection, knowing that you are her protector and her comforter. Always send the word of hope and peace and joy into Shante's spirit even right now. And Father, we do a shout of praise and celebration for that miracle that you have made in the life of Marie Preston's mother. Father, when so many had given up on her and so many had already started planning the funeral, ha, but God, you're a but God. Your hand stayed. Your Jehovah Rapha flowed. So we continue to send the word of healing to her mother, and we thank you that you continue to touch her body and regulate her mind and strength. And we speak even more years of life and life more abundantly to Marie Preston's mom. And I speak rest and peace to Marie and to all those caregivers who just work tirelessly to make sure they were right there in the midst of the storm. We thank you for the rainbow, and we thank you for your faithfulness of legacy. And Father, we truly, truly are praying for Bobby Christina Brown. Father, we know what the doctor's report says. We've heard about the lack of brain activity. We've heard about having to breathe on a machine, through a machine only. But we still say you are the Jehovah Rapha healer. We know that she's been estranged from her own grandmother, Whitney's mother, and we know depression and all those thoughts had flooded her heart and her mind. And we just have heard so many different things, but you know, and Father, what the devil has absolutely meant for bad. We're asking for a supernatural intervention that you turn it around for good. That baby is a life and has a life to live, her own. And we just speak peace even to her father, Bobby Brown, by her side, and her Aunt Pat and her uncle and all the other family members that have been strained and stressed through this situation. We ask your kingdom come, Jehovah Rapha, your will be done. And Father, we just say that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, just like little baby Miracle went home, Helen's granddaughter, when the doctors had given her up and said she couldn't live, born so premature. She's a healthy little baby. I refuse to say the battle is over. And as the prayer warriors, as we keep calling and speaking out life, life, life into Bobby's spirit, but as we keep calling on your name, Father, we're asking you to march up into that hospital room there at Emory. We're asking you to intervene. And we're just believing for the miracle. Oh, you told us in Timothy to always pray for our leaders, to pray for those that have leadership over, rulership over our lives. We lift up our President Barack Obama. We lift up every elected official all over the land, but especially the First Family. And Father, we cloak him with the wisdom of God. Move out of his face those who don't have the godly wisdom. We don't want the wisdom of man, but we want the supernatural wisdom of Jehovah. So I thank you, Daddy God, that you said in Proverbs 11:14 that in a multitude of counsel there is safety. So we're speaking, decreeing, and declaring that you put the godly counsel, not what's popular, not what's convenient, not what appears to be right, but only what is right in your sight, according to your word. We pray it. We pray it. Believe it. Father, we pray for Benita as she's preparing to go to the homegoing celebration of her neighbor, for Charles Carter's family, as he's passed away. And even as they go to that homegoing today, you be with that family. You be the comforter, Father, and even peace for her mom and the families and all those who knew him. May he rest in peace in your presence, Father. And we just thank you today as we pray for Benita with the protection and peace in her workplace and for her to remember, yes, nobody likes the light when they want to be walking in darkness. But I speak the blood hedge of protection around Benita. I speak the shield of faith that will quench every fiery dart that the wicked one has hurled against her. I speak into her spirit and remind her of your word in Isaiah 54:17. You said, no weapon formed against us
would prosper. You didn't say they wouldn't be formed, but you just promised us that they wouldn't prosper, and that every tongue, all the backbiting, the gossiping, all the little things that may be said against her, you would openly expose it and put them to shame. So, Father, let her stand on the word, spend time eating your word, basking in your presence, putting on her armor of God each and every day so that she can continue to shine brightly for you. Oh, Father, we pray for her mother's birthday, Miss Vivian, Mother Vivian, 87 years of life. We thank you as they celebrate on Monday. We thank you that you have kept her and carried her a mighty long way from 1928 till now. We speak many more years that this great matriarch of the family will live and love and see the manifestation of even promises and prayers that are still in her heart. So we just thank you for Mother Vivian and for Ursula. We thank you for her wedding, her engagement. And we just speak a beautiful, fun time of preparation until that big day in September. So we thank you, Lord, for joy that you're bringing to this family in this season. Now, Father, we pray for Brother Leon Holiday to recover from his physical illnesses and for the strongholds of addiction that have tried to entrap his life. Father, we curse at the root and cancel those spirits and those strong ties and those soul ties. Addiction, you're a name, and you have to bow to the name of Jesus. And all the infirmities, we speak Jehovah Rapha from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. And, Father, that he will choose life and life more abundantly. Now, we thank you again for spoken prayer requests and even the unspoken prayer requests that you, Father God, oh, our Daddy God, are making a way out of no way. We thank you that we know, according to Isaiah 55, that not one prayer, not one word, not one syllable will return void. But we thank you because we stand in faith. We're locked in agreement. Our eyes are focused and faithful for the breakthroughs, for the overcome. Now, I thank you even in this time of consecration. God, as many of us have been faithful these 33 days and with this last week to go, I thank you for total breakthroughs in areas of our life. I thank you for total turnarounds. I thank you for total provision being provided. I thank you for total reconciliation, for things being restored. I thank you, Father, for clarity to people to be clear on their assignment. I thank you for favor as you've gone before us, as we go forward trusting in you. Spirit of the living God, we love you. We adore you. We thank you that by the blood of Jesus, each one of these prayer requests are bathed in your word. And we have expectation. We don't even wait till the battle's over. We're shouting now the victory. So as we close this call, as we seal this word and this time together, we thank you, Father. Our hearts are full of the gratitude of the blessings that you have already bestowed upon us. Oh, we're sitting here as grateful children for the blessings even bestowed now. And our heart is humbled and filled by the blessings we know that are yet to come. Father, we thank you that you've used Artists International to knit our hearts. We speak the blessings of God on the Diaz de Leon family. And we thank you to each and every family represented on this call right now. Bless them. Keep them strong in you. And until we come together again, we thank you that we're fortified, full of faith, firmly committed, and we are full of focus to go out and produce good fruit that will remain for your glory and our good. We decree it and declare it so in our lives right now in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a fantastic, fruitful weekend, and we look forward to hearing you back on the call on Monday. Be blessed. Be blessed, be blessed. Bye-bye.